I've got that white soil. Somebody told me the other day how to get that color and soil off of that to make it white again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's like hotcakes.
It would, yeah. What do you call that heavy thing that women would make and out of pieces and they'd stitch them together?
A quilt?
Mm-hmm.
They'd piece quilts and then they'd get a quilt laying. Used to is kind of a domestic. Then they, later on is some form like linen or sheeting.
Mm-hmm.
And then the country folks would card cotton, that gin cotton. I don't know where mother's old cards are. Do you ever see any?
No.
They had a little handle on them, and there's about a foot long, about 4 inches wide, with a little wire thing hanging down, little spikes. All this thick, and you'd put your cotton on this one here, and you'd take the other, and you'd pull it across, and you'd just tear that cotton all to pieces,
mm-hmm.
just fluff it up.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'd take it, turn it, and then you'd take and lay those, we call that bats.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'd take and lay them all over this, before you done that, whenever you get rid of the quilts, you'd use quilting frames. You fasten your lining to your quilting frame. Then you'd put your cotton over it. Then you'd take the piece that you had pieced together, the top part.
Mm-hmm.
You'd spread that over that. And on the outside, you'd fasten it to your quilting frame. Your quilting frame's made with several holes in each one of them so you can narrow it down. But usually, they use it on the wide side. Or the narrow side went across the bed this way.
Mm-hmm.
They'd quilt out here and they'd quilt as far as they could reach.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'd take and pull these, they usually used 20 penny nails, pull them out, you know, and roll that quilting frame up until you got it finished up where you had it all quilted.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'd take it, those that had machines back then, and take a strip. If the lining wasn't long enough to reach over and fold and make your hem around it. If you used a different piece of cloth, you'd take that and stitch it together with your hand, you know where it'd stay. Then they'd put this strip on there and sew it on.
I wish I had seen that done sometime. I'd really like to know
how
to do it.
Somebody was going to get a quilt out this week. If I knew, I'd go with you out there and let you see them quilt.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could.
That was a big thing, to a quilting party.
Yeah.
Where the men would have log rolling,
mm-hmm.
and women quilting parties,
mm-hmm.
quilting bees.
Mm-hmm.
They'd fix up a big dinner, and instead of hiring people, back then our neighbors come in and we worked. See, I wanted to, back then we cleared land. You do it with bulldozers and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Saws now.
Yeah.
We cut the timber off, these big logs that didn't think was fit for lumber. They'd roll them in piles and pile them. That's what they call rollers. Roller logs had cant hooks and a piece of timber, a pole that you'd put under it, you know, and say, me and you would put a pole under this end, we'd hold this, and maybe it'd be three or four
mm-hmm.
couples up here, and we'd take that. And then he'd come in and let that on a pile of logs, then get around here and take those poles and roll the log over. And then we'd have dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about greens a while ago, over at Miss. She lived over there and she washed the greens down the creek, which always brought a drift of sand down. You couldn't wash it clean there. You had to get your water out and let the sand settle.
Mm-hmm.
And started to eat dinner, she had turnip greens. Her boy Charlie says, Ma, says these greens has got grit in them. Well, Charlie, they shouldn't taste like they had any. I swum them through two waters.